So this week's Pasha, we have a combination of two Pashas, which really connect to one thing. This is Pasha's Ki Siso, which is talking about Chet HaEgel, Mitzad Echad. And then we have Pasha's Parah, which is going to speak about, which is Tavoi Parah, but to connect to Azmana. The Parah Aduma comes to be Mechap and Chet HaEgel. So we have Chet HaEgel, which leads to the Kapara, that's we've been doing both of them this week. Speaking about Chet HaEgel, I have an interesting sugya that relates to it very much today to our association with goyim in this country specifically. See in a second what we mean. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says the following. It says that the pasuk says, "Vayoyim lo elo lekecha Yisrael, elo lehecha Yisrael, shehelucha meretz Yitzrayim." So Am Yisrael said to the angel, this is the God of Israel, that they brought you off from Mitzrayim. He'elucha, not he'elcho, he'elucha l'shem Rabbi. So the Gemara says, Omar b'yechari, malei vav she'be'elucha, if you wouldn't have had the vav in be'elucha, you wouldn't have had missing the vav, nischai v'rishem she'yisrael kloyel. So Am Yisrael would have, there would be a kloyel. Why? Because it says Rashi, what's the reason? Because if you now have the elucho, you'd say they at least they said that they have a way. I'm looking for the right kind of the Rashi now, but they did. Oh, Amir Da'ol loy kofru beKadosh Baruch Hu legamri ela sheshitfu b'dovach. Chet HaEgel, they didn't say Kadosh Baruch Hu was not here. Said there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu together with this eagle together. They put the eagle together with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hey elucho lo shel Rabbi. I mean, there's also the eagle and also Hashem. She says, if you have to say Elucho, then there will be a clear time. So the only reason they were saved wasn't over the Zohar Gemurah, was only Be Shituf. Gemurah says, that's a Machlik Istanoim, Ketanoim. Chayim Raimi, Malei Vov, Shebe Elucho, without the Vov, Chavu Yishon, She Yisoh Ekloya, because Elucho is Loshon Rabbi, meaning it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu with another of the Zohar. Only Shubba Yechai, Ba'alot Kol Meshatav, She Shemayin Dover Ach, and Nekim Noilo. If you're putting Shemayin on something else, it's also Nekim Noilo. So it's over there, Zohar. Shemayin Bilti La Hashem Levadu. It's to be Hashem only. Ela Matam Uloi Meshe Elucho, Shivu Elu Sarbe, says Shubba Yechai, Elucho Lo Shurabi, because they wanted many gods. That's all. But nothing else. So that's what the Gemara tells us over here. So mainly, the Gemara brings you a Machlekes, do we say that Shituf, that by Chet HaEgel, it wasn't so bad, because they didn't do Avodah Zarah alone. They didn't have the Zarah together with Hashem. Kodesh Shiva Baruch Hu, it says it's not of Kamina. Where does this come from? So this is the Chorus of Machlekes in the Gemara. So the study over here, I'm taking is from, comes to the Sefer Chavetz Hasharon. Many times we bring Maharam HaKori to Chavetz Hasharon. But here it says Avod, which used to be Emes, and we're quoting the Avod as well. Really, this goes to a Ramah in Simen Kufnun Vav in Or Chaim. The Ramah says, the Shunav tells us you should not have, don't do business with a goy. Why not? Because maybe the goy will do a shvuah, and you're going to cause the goy to do a shvuah to Avodah Zarah. Says the Ramah, V'yesh mekilim be'asir shetov izma kuzi bezman hazeh, with the goy bezman hazeh. Mishu she'ein na kuzi bezman hazeh, nishboim ba'avodah selilim. They're not doing it with the Zohar. To have a God that was scared with the Zohar, how are you doing it with the Zohar? Kol makom says the Ramah, kavanosim lo yisit shemayim v'oretz. They have a kavanah to Hashem. Ela shemishatim shishamayim v'dovarach. They're putting together Hashem with the Zohar. V'loy metzinu shesh v'zim shulif nev v'yidu t'chivir shal, t'rinom mezoim ala shituf. They're not muzor, the goyim, to have shituf. Meaning, what is he saying? He's basically talking about the Christians. Christians believe in Hashem. But they believe that there's other things that combine with it. Right? It's Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, with something else. That's what they believe. The Trinity. I mean, you have the three parts. So you have a Shituf. Siddur Amor, Shituf is not also an Agoy. It's not also an Agoy. It's not prohibited an Agoy. He's quoting a Tosis in Choyris and Sanhedrin and Aran and also Ibn Yeruchim. Tosis is and Sanhedrin is not like that. Tosis Sanhedrin says, "The Abba Bishem Shavim Shemayim Dover Achir Lo Yish Kachan Dosur Ligurim Lachel Shatif." I causing them is not from Neivil Leiko. Tibnei Noyach Lo Huzer Olkach. So Ramah's learning Benayach Lezurul Kach means Benayach is now Muzar on Shituf. You could have Shituf on Benayach.
So a Catholic is technically keeping Shabbos Benayach.
So there's no, a Catholic is not Oyver the Zohar. That's what the Ramah says.
Even though they have all these Geshkes that they bow.
Again, it's not bound because it's part of the Shituf. The Shituf means they have to get Mishutuf. That's what the Ramah learns, not really with the Zohar. The Recreator on the spot sends us to different tshuvas. Basically, two tshuvas they have over here. One is the Meal Tzedaka, and one is the Veshava Koyin, Creator's quoting. And they both argue on the Ramah very strongly. First of all, they say the Ramah is quoting Iran. If you look at the Ramah and say, the Ramah doesn't say that. Look at the Ramah, doesn't say that. Rabbi Yerucham is also, the Rabbi Yerucham is different. They say, the Veshava Koyin wants to say, when Tosis says that you're not allowed to do what it says that Goy could do, he's talking about Lishava. Only the Shavua is something you can do. Because Shavua is not really doing it with the Zohar. But the actual Shituf you can do. You can do a combination of Hashem with something else. And the big question that they're asking is the Mil Tzedaka, Shavakoyin is also quoting the Bor Hayter brings. The Bor Hayter, when he's sending to all the Tshuvas to speak about it, he says, the Shituf says what the Svara says the Shavakoyin. What's the difference? You're not allowed to have a Dezora. If a Dezora doesn't matter if you have a Dezora with Arvid of a Dezora, can a Yisrael have Shituf? Clearly not. So Yisrael cannot have Shituf. What's the thing between a Yisrael having a Shituf or a Goy? Bechura, that's a Dezora. Bechura, what is the Chiluk over here? What the Ramah means? Therefore, the Shavakoyin and the Mil Tzedaka. In others, they argue and they say Avadei Shituf is Avadei Zohar Gemuro, and therefore you have a Catholic is Avadei Zohar Gemuro. Considered to be Avadei Zohar Gemuro, and many enough convenience Avadei Zohar. Now it's not Stam Yeinom. You have issues that come out with the wine, come out with their tefillas, coming out with the base tefila that they have. Is it considered Mokar Avadei Zohar? Not Mokar Avadei Zohar. You have different things Avadei Zohar. You have to burn. Is it Avadei Zohar? Not Avadei Zohar. How do we basically treat Christianity, Catholics today, is that Avodah Zarah or not? So it comes out, it's a machlokes the Ramah against the Shavakoy and the Mil Tzedaka. And the big time is, why should it be a difference? What's the chiluk? Why should it be a difference? So nice, so the one who explains a little bit the difference is the Rabbi Yochanan Perlo. Because Rabbi Yochanan Perlo, once he says that as a havim, was like, maybe that's the difference. And then he says, no, it's not, because it brings many Rishonim that hold, there's no difference between Arvid Avodah Zarah directly, or rather with the Zohar, Beshita, which means combination, a partnership of Hashem and something else. So therefore, he disagrees with that. But Lamaisi wants to say the Chiluk. What's the Chiluk? The Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, it brings two mitzvahs. Mitzvah Rishayina, what's the mitzvah Rishayina the Rambam quotes? Mitzvah Rishayina says the Rambam, he had tzivish tzivonu la'amin ha'ilukut. You have to believe in Hashem. Fushin amin she'esham ilo v'sibo. You believe in Hashem, He's one. You live in Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Boire, the Manig, He is the ruler, He is the creator. That's the first mitzvah. Mitzvah Beis, what's the mitzvah Shnio? What Tzivu Shetzivonu Be'emunas HaYichud. Believe in Yichud, Echud. And who should Amin Kipoela Mitzvah Shetzivonu Shnio? Echud. He's one. There's no other gods. Who Omo is Alish Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokecha Hashem Echud. It brings a positive. So Yerucha Perlo wants to suggest, as a Havam, that's where it comes the source. There's two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah not to worship of the Zohar. And that comes on Neich Hashem Lekecho. And that's, according to this, that's part of the Sheva mitzvah Neich. Don't worship of the Zohar. Meaning believe in Hashem. The Hashem is the Creator. But once I believe there's Hashem, and I, now comes the Goy and says, but I believe in something else too. What is that the Yisur? So he says according to the Rambam, that Yisur is a Shem Echad. But a Goy doesn't have a mitzvah of Shem Echad. That's why Yisrael is Shem Echad. Shem Echad. Not to a Goy. So a Goy doesn't have a mitzvah of Yichud. He doesn't have a mitzvah of Yichud, so he mele, for him there's no Yisur. It's a new mitzvah, that can't have Yisur only. That's what they say. And that may be that Machlokes, the Svar, the Ramah holds, that's what the Chavetz Chaim wants to tie in together. The Ramah holds like this latest Pshat, the Yerucha Perlo, the Rambam. He understands that the Pshat in the Torah says he wants to learn the Ram. He says that when Yerucham, all of us, we show him understand that the Goy does not have an Isra to do Shituf. And the Miltzdoko and the Shava Koyin, they learn Tursus differently. They learn, obviously, they're around like, not like that. And all the Rishayim, they want to say that Shituv is also a Benoyach. It's the same Isur, like worship of the Zohar directly. Same thing as Shituv. They disagree with this concept. Now, that will be the Machlekes, the other Isur of Shituv by a Goyinat. Is it a different Isur of the Zohar or not? So what to say, that's really the Machlekes in the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that told us that what happened to Chet HaEgel, when Rav Norma says, because they says, so they did a Shituv. So it wasn't so bad, because Shituv, for a Goy, is not a problem. And he answered, no, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says, this Ramash connects beautifully with this point. The Medrash Rabbi brings over in Parash Kisisik. What the Medrash says, that when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas, why did he break the Luchas? Says the Medrash, Moshal, Lesar, Shanot al Isha, because of the Ksuva. So the Sar writes the Ksuva. And he gives the woman, he gives her Ksuva. There's a bad rumor that maybe this woman is Mizanet. Ma also Shashvini, what did that Shashvini, like the one who was involved in the marriage, Korvas the Ksuva, he tore the Ksuva. All the Mutash Teni Doinis Kipnuya, Eloikashis Ish. Perish will be judged as a non married woman than a married woman. Because they're Israel. Ma'asto Shavron. He broke them, as if he says, there's no ksuva over here. Oh, so the Pamsha of the Medrash is, he took away the Torah. He says, the Torah is not there. Maybe according to the Pshat is, he took away the ksuva. He says, they went back to be Goy. Goyim allowed to do Shituv. According to this Pshat, the Gemara is very Gishmak. Mitzal Goy, they didn't really have a desire. Obviously, they were Jews. They had no enter. They were punished for that. But it's not that bad. They took away the luchos, so immediately they said, "Maybe as a koy, I could do shituf." But according to the other manama, it cannot be. It wasn't really an excuse, and that really fits with Shimba Yochai that says, "Doesn't matter. The zoro is over the zoro. There's no of kibino." So this is a pshat, and the chet ha'egel is chet ha'egel a shituf. And if it is, I mean, it was a shituf. The Rishayim say it was a shituf. Is that a shituf takes it lower than a regular over the zoro? And if you understand that way, they'll tell the machlekes. The Meisel Ramah Paskins, the Ramah tells us. The Shituv per Goy is mutter. And obviously we see Rav Eiger brings all these Shitas and all the argues with them. So it comes to be a big Machlokes Achronim, and this is the source for us, that's the beginning of all every discussion that we have. We speak about Catholics. Do you have over here a problem with the Zohar or not? The discussion is, it depends on this Machlokes. According to the Ramah, it's Arav the Zohar for a Goy. And according to Rav Eiger and all the basically they brings, it is Arav the Zohar. And then all the different committees that you have, when you deal with the church, you're dealing with different things, do you consider it to be dealing with the Zohar or not? Will depend on that. But it comes back to this week's parasha. This machlokes, the Gabi Chet HaEgel, wasn't of the Zohar B'Shituf, it was not with the Zohar B'Shituf. We say that.